The owner of the Juno Empire, the Homer News, and the Peninsula Clarion is in financial trouble. The papers are all owned by Morris Publishing Group in Georgia. Wall Street analysts last week lowered Morris Publishing's credit rating, and one analyst told KTOO's John Ryan yesterday there's a greater than 50% chance Morris will have to default on its debts.
In a conference call last week with investment analysts, Morris reported a third quarter loss of $163 million. Like most newspapers, Morris Publications rely on advertising for most of their income. Company officials said advertising revenues were down throughout the Morris chain. CEO Will Morris said the company had been pursuing various measures to regain financial health.
We are constantly analyzing our overall cost structure. We have reduced staff, made changes in our benefits programs, and implemented various initiatives to save costs and improve our operating efficiencies.
Since January 2007, Morris has eliminated about 600 jobs, or nearly one-fifth of its workforce. The company also sold off 14 daily newspapers last year. Morris Publishing has more than $400 million in debts, which it is obliged to pay off by next summer. Vice President for Newspapers Jim Caro said everything is on the table in the company's continued efforts to reduce its debt load.
We are looking at every single publication, and if those publications aren't profitable, then we are going to shut them down. But in most cases, these are smaller publications.
The Juno Empire is one of Morris's smaller publications. It has 52 employees and a daily circulation of 6,500. Empire publisher Bob Hale said the Juno paper is indeed profitable, but he would not provide details. Hale said he was under orders to refer all media calls to the Georgia headquarters. Morris Publishing Chief Financial Officer Steve Stone declined to comment. The company's publicly announced strategies for improving its bottom line have not convinced Wall Street analysts. Standard & Poor's last week lowered Morris Publishing's credit ratings because of sagging revenue and severe debt load. S&P credit analyst Emil Courtney says Morris's new CCC credit rating means there's a better than even chance the company will go bankrupt. He says one potential outcome of bankruptcy is a restructuring of the company.
Morris Publishing could be restructured as what we call a going concern, meaning they pretty much stay in business as they are. Another outcome of bankruptcy could potentially be an asset liquidation, which is where a company effectively tries to sell assets in order to get cash.
The newspaper industry as a whole is in turmoil. Circulations are sagging and advertisers jumping ship to internet locations like Google and Craigslist. Newspapers nationwide have shed thousands of jobs this year. Editor and Publisher magazine reports the McClatchy chain has cut a quarter of its workforce this year. McClatchy owns Alaska's largest paper, the Anchorage Daily News. The industry's prospects for 2009 aren't much better. The Associated Press plans to cut 400 employees this year, or about 10% of its global workforce. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.
Morris Publishing is a subsidiary of Morris Communications. In Alaska, Morris Communications puts out Alaska Magazine, the Alaska Journal of Commerce, and the Mile Post. It also owns six radio stations in the Anchorage market.